Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join.
Hey everyone, this is Allison DeSaro with Seacoast Commerce Bank. You may have heard about us, or you may have even heard my podcast episode with Brad Larson, where we discuss the benefits of banking with property management bank like Seacoast Commerce Bank. We specialize in providing the ideal banking partnership for not only your business, but specifically your trust accounts. In addition, we offer a significant analysis program, which allows us to not only offset your bank fees, but then also offset property management related invoices. You can visit us at our website, or you can call me directly at 619-988-6708.
This is Brad Larson, and I endorse this message. Hey everyone, in today's episode, I interviewed Jordan Fleming, and he's from BoostPM.com. Was very impressed with what they can do with Podio and integrating that into your business. Just super impressed by the whole podcast. Very excited to see this come onto the stage for the PM industry. And you definitely got to take a listen to this one, because this one you're going to want to pay attention to, whether you use it now or 6 months or a year from now. So listen up. And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson. And today's guest, I have Jordan Fleming with Boost PM. And we're going to be talking about implementing different aspects into your business as far as getting all the workflow automation stuff that we've all dreamt of into your business. And Jordan's become quite the expert at this. So Jordan, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm excellent. Brad, nice to see you. I'm excited to be here in not quite so sunny San Diego.
Not sunny over there today?
I was hoping. You know, like I've come all the way from Warsaw, from -3 weather and snow, hoping that I'd get some sort of sun and beach weather. And it's a bit gray and a bit foggy.
Well, I'll file a complaint with some of the PMs I know out there. I think they'll honor that and send it up the chain. So tell me a little bit more about the Warsaw thing. That's really fascinating how you live in the total eastern side of the world there.
Yeah, so I'm actually Canadian originally, but I've lived in four countries. I moved to New York when I was 14. I moved to Scotland when I was 20. I lived in Scotland for 17 years, and then 3 years ago, moved to not Warsaw, but just a small town in Poland with my wife and two children, because we had small children. And, I've lived in Europe for 20 years now.
That's fascinating. I mean, that's really fascinating. I've never really met anybody that's lived in Europe that long on their own dime. I mean, I know lots of military folks that were stationed in Germany, for example, but no one's ever lived there on their own. So that's really neat. That's a whole nother conversation in itself. But let's circle back and dive into the BoostPM.com platform and what this means. So kind of tell us kind of what you guys do in a nutshell for the property management industry.
Yeah, so BoostPM really grew out of getting introduced initially about 12 to 18 months ago to some property management companies that needed help with Podio. So they contacted Citrix, and Citrix were like, well, we got one partner. You know, we do a lot of work with Citrix. We get recommended by them all the time, and we had the conversation. And what ended up happening was it became very clear to me that there was a couple real big gaps in the existing systems that were there for property management companies. And these gaps didn't seem to be being filled by, they weren't being filled by the companies themselves. And they were really big pain points for these companies. And that kind of spun into this notion of, actually, you know what? We can build something amazing here. And we can build something. So we launched BoostPM.com to provide a easy entry into workflow automation where you didn't have to be an expert. You could be an expert in property and let the system help you drive your automation and your workflow.
Yeah, it was real funny when you and I were doing the intro discussions back and forth via email, and I think I had one phone call with you, and I talked about this being the holy grail of what everybody wants in the property management industry. And then I watched your video, and you talked about the holy grail. I'm like, this must be something. So I got to get this guy on, because you understood, and this is long, again, this is before I watched your intro video on your site, where you talk about this, you paraphrase it, and then you compare it to that holy grail, you know, air quote thing. And that is truth, because in certain platforms that we use, let's say there are some out there that, you know, one of the favorites I like to compare to is Lead Simple. Lead Simple's workflow platform is what everybody wants inside of their property management system, their software, their operational stuff. Lead Simple is focused more towards biz dev with owners and really focused on the sales side. Okay, it doesn't include anything for the leasing or the maintenance or just the actual, you know, handling of calls that come in. This is where your integration is really fascinating into the Podio platform. I've met a couple guys that have implemented their own system inside of Podio. They kind of did it their own way. They hired their own people, and they did it themselves. And so it probably works for their platform. But what you're getting, I think, with your systems is the experience of working with other property management companies in the industry to apply best practices kind of at a general whole and applying that directly to potentially that business. And so I want you to talk more about the implementation of Podio inside of people's businesses. Keep going.
Yeah. So what you have to understand is, when we've developed a company over the last 3 years, it had become, well, you know, pretty much one of the top three Podio partners in the world. And we work in 14 countries, 15 now probably, with governments, all the way down to mom and pop stores. And there are core principles of implementing Podio that are almost always true regardless of the sector. And it's going to be true for property management. And that is juggling balls, dropping balls, too many systems dotting around the place, and a lack of what I call active management. So passive management is when you've got an Excel spreadsheet that gives you a list of things to do. What's the problem with that? I got to go out and look at that spreadsheet actively to figure out what I've got to do. Well, that's fine. What happens if you get the wrong spreadsheet? You've got 400 things to do. I mean, the ability to drop balls around that is enormous. And so, you know, those are all the kind of core challenges that aren't just unique to property management. They're a fundamental workflow and business problem that we've been solving for people in Podio for 7 years.
Yeah, it's a couple things I want to add to that. So we are in the exact same unfortunate boat. Our portfolio managers manage roughly 175 on average homes per portfolio manager, and they're managing them on a spreadsheet. Of course, they have the software that we use. Of course, you have the support around them, leasing, maintenance, and accounting, et cetera. But they're still managing their workflow day to day by looking and say, okay, you know, going across the spreadsheet to see kind of what they got to do for that day. It's sad. I mean, I'll tell you, it's sad. So diving that question into actual what I want to ask out of that is, it's a real easy question, but probably a long answer. Why Podio?
Simply put, Podio is the single best workflow automation tool on the market for one reason, and that is you can make it do anything in any way you want. So a Podio is not a software system. It is a platform. So when you buy a Lead Simple or a Salesforce or an AppFolio or any system in the world, you're buying a predetermined box. This is what this system does. This is how this system works. And that's what we, you know, you buy Microsoft Word, you get Microsoft Word. You know, it's what we expect from software. Podio is a platform, and a platform with the Ferrari F1, well, actually, they're not very good right now, so let's put the Mercedes F1 engine of workflow automation in there, which means we can build it any way we want to contain data and drive data any way we want and automate any way we want. And no other system can allow it to do that. And some of the key elements we've built into Boost, we can only do because it's Podio.
Let's talk about down and dirty how this will work in actual reality. So let's say we get an application in, going from the very front end of the leasing cycle, which is the property management cycle. Let's say we get an application in, and then that's where this type of a system kicks in, because it's going to tell one person to do one thing. Then as soon as they get done, it kicks into another person's workflow and it tells them to do something. Is that kind of how the flow works?
Yeah. So what you need, workflow consists of three core, well, a number of core things. Tasks, communication. So when I say tasks, you know what that means. Tell this person to do something on this date. Done. Contextually linked to everything. Communication is SMS, email, and potentially post, like letters, right? And so what a workflow does is it identifies and automates the creation of all those. So if you've got an application that's come in, you may want to run a workflow that says, okay, send this application to your tenant screening person, and send this person this task and this person this task, but also automate an email back to the tenant that says this and update the tenant, you know, every day based on a change in their application status. So we've built a system for tenant screening for one of our VA companies where they, you know, when an application gets put in, it gets put in by the VAs into our tenant screening process. They do all their credit checks. They do all this stuff, update it. That immediately pushes out to the tenant to let them know where they are with things. So you focus the workflow internally on getting the people who need to do things, getting them done. And all those extraneous bits of reminding this person or saying, we still need this, let the system do that.
Perfect. I love it. So let's talk about open API platforms. So as we mentioned in some of the call show notes here before we got on, I wanted you to talk about, you know, at least some of the property management softwares. And I don't want you to say anything that, you know, is weird, but clearly some of them are going to have more of an opportunity to integrate into than others. So I'm kind of looking for maybe success stories. And if you want to rank them, you know, as far as, hey, this one's good, this one's okay, that one's, you know, mediocre, I'm fine too. Because that's really one of the next burning question is like, well, somebody out there listening is, they have Rent Manager, or they have Yardi, or they have Appfolio, or they have PropertyWare, or they have somebody I'm forgetting. I mean, there's a bunch out there.
A lot of them.
Yeah. And so let's kind of talk that ranking system and see, you know, do they work with you? Can you work with them? I mean, can you work with them all? Go down that road for a conversation.
So the challenge we have with the property management software industry as a whole is they are very unadvanced as it comes to API. Appfolio released their one-way push API, which is extraordinarily expensive. And really, it's a one-way push. So what use is it? You know, what you want is a two-way sync. That's the API you want. PropertyWare, we've been in many conversations with that API. It seems to be a full two-way sync open API that we are going to get access to. The challenge is when. We keep being, you know, the deadline keeps going back, and that's hurting us. It's hurting us in the sense that it's annoying, but our customers, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. The truth is there are only a small amount of the systems out there that really have what I'd class as open APIs. And, you know, I know Rent Manager's got a certain API capability that we're actually exploring for someone right now. The challenge that we have now moved to address is, okay, we know the API situation across the industry is bad. So what can we do to mitigate that as well as we can? You know, we can't, if there was a full API across all the systems, man, I could automate everything. Can't do that. So what can we do? And what we're doing for that is building out dedicated CSV import flows for each type of system so that a VA will take 5 minutes to export something every morning, drop it into a place on our system, and our system can then put the data where it needs to go. And that's almost like an API light in a sense. It's not perfect, but what it does is it allows you to say, you know what, the importance of workflow and making sure that balls are dropped and minimizing the staff input on manual and mundane tasks is good enough that we're going to use this, you know, 5 minutes of VA time to drop the Excel spreadsheet.
The trend I'm seeing or hearing is people using these ticketing systems. Do you know the concept or understand the idea? I mean, you reacted right away, so I figured you do, because I'm new to that, the ticketing system. Kind of explain that if you know much about it.
Yeah, well, there's a couple systems out there that are dedicated to property management as well that, have understood that, for instance, the challenge of maintenance in Appfolio, right? Appfolio is a good example of this. Appfolio has a maintenance tool that you can use to log tickets and manage that and do it against properties and all that. The problem is, of course, you got a list of 100 tickets and you got to go into each one of them to find out the details. It's insanity and it's not very useful. So a ticketing system, whether it is done specifically using one of the ones dedicated to property, or whether it's done using like a Zendesk type ticketing system, or done by a Boost, you know, Boost PM, we've got the same functionality. Is basically a great way of being able to open up what you'd class as a maintenance request as a ticket, and treat that ticket like a support ticket in a software system where it's like, okay, this is opened against this company, this tenant, this property. Here's the situation. Who's going to execute it? Assign that. Track all the details against it. What you want, though, is to have that integrate nicely with your work orders, with the communication, so that you can have that kind of holistic report, a holistic approach to it.
Hello, everyone. We wanted to offer you a brief introduction to our newest product on the PropertyManagementMastermind.com site. It's called the Business Development Toolkit. In 2017, RentWorks organically grew by over 360 plus homes. In 2018, we are on pace to grow another 500 homes. All of this has been without any acquisitions by going out to meet the people and earn the business one at a time. This toolkit will provide you all the marketing materials, business development scripts, and follow-up plans in a format you can modify and use. The biggest part of this toolkit is we give you the Lead Simple follow-up plan. Now, using Lead Simple as your contact resource management platform, combined with implementing our follow-up plan, will give you a launching pad to build your business. This was over 2 years in the making, pulling bits and pieces from the best companies in the industry. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied with this product. Check out our site at propertymanagementmastermind.com to learn more about this new business development toolkit.
Excellent. So let's talk about implementation, because you know, obviously everything's going to have a cost. You'll work that out towards the end. We'll talk through that, some of that after this, but I want to talk about implementation. So we've gone through the system of, okay, here's your onboarding X fee, you know, here's your monthly you should expect. What should people expect for implementation? How much of a lag to get started? And then how long should it take to implement fully to where they're fully operational? Kind of talk us through that time frame.
That really depends on the processes. So one of the things about Boost is because we've now talked to so many property management companies, we know that whilst the core functionality that everybody needs is the same, everybody's got units, everybody's got tenants, landlords, maintenance, and you know, everybody's got that. The challenge is the processes people use to deal with those tend to be completely separate and changeable, right? So what our system does is it provides the workflow tool for you to build your processes, much like a process suite would, and then working with our team, you simply just identify where you want these triggered, and we work with you to build that triggering in.
Okay, so what kind of a time frame? Just guesstimate. I mean, does it take weeks, months, years? I mean, just guess.
If you had a dedicated time to set up your processes, there's no reason you could get it done in 3 to 4 weeks. It's about the processes.
Cool, very good. So let's talk about the end state. So the end state is you do this, you decide to go, you implement, you fully get it. I mean, what should somebody expect at the end of this? I mean, is there going to be a quantifiable improvement? Have you seen results go from, you know, instead of 20%, you get 50%? I mean, have you seen anything like that would kind of help us understand what kind of level of improvement, if it's even quantifiable, if there's some sort of level of improvement that you'd expect at the end of it?
Number one of the great things, obviously, about Podio, and which is what Boost PM is built on, is that we can track any sort of metrics we want. So you can actually use Boost PM and start to think about the type of KPIs you want to track and are you meeting them. You can customize those. You know, I'll give you a really good example. We built a process for a property management company, and it involved a move out, a move in process. So what was happening for them was when a tenant, a move out date was specified, they weren't, because they had too much on the plate, et cetera, they weren't getting that move out inspection done until right up close to that date. Now, that's fine if you move out of the property and everything's okay. You know, it needs just a bit of touch-ups here, a bit of the normal amount of cleaning, et cetera. But in those situations where actually you need, you know, oh my God, we got to paint the whole thing and carpets have been replaced, you know, where you get a lot more problems, that's where they were falling down. So with a process like this, you can then automate and specify the workflow to initiate that inspection earlier, to bring that inspection into automatic work order creations where you're saying, oh, this needs to be done. You're agreeing a date of when with your supplier and execute it. You can track it all together so you're able to manage those things in one place and get things done in a much smoother way. That's one of the key things about it. And one more thing to add to that is one of the things we're seeing with Boost PM customers and our own private customers that we use with you know, that we build systems for, is the ability to shrink how many systems they're using. So we had one property management company, they were using 11 different systems across their business. Slack, Trello, Propertyware, you know, HubSpot, Infusionsoft, sorry, not HubSpot, Infusionsoft, you know, blah, 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 blah. We've shrunk them from 11 down to 3. And what that means, efficiency.
Yeah, some of that quantifiable metrics that I'm thinking of is obviously going to be reduction in days on market. It's going to be reduction in time of a lease application to lease execution. I mean, all those things will come down. And of course, then you really want to get down to it. You can actually build in some net promoter score type metrics of your own. And that would be good to kind of quantify as far as, okay, well, our net promoter score for customer satisfaction for maintenance went from X up to, you know, something higher. And that would actually do some quantification. So it's, you know, giving operational quantification like satisfaction is difficult. Sometimes it will equate towards the bottom line. You know, it may take 6 months to a year to actually see that resolve. But I do think everybody wants this because when you get stuff put on your plate, you don't know which is first. I mean, we're having this exact same challenge right now. And one example is our accounting manager, right? So she's into it for 60 days right now, 45 days she's been here. And everybody's coming to her like, I need you to do this. I need you to send the owner funds. I need you to, you know, pull this from the owner, pull the reserve, do this, do that, do the other, do this itemization. And she's just like, whoa, I mean, I'm trying to do everything at once here. And it goes to the stack. And of course, the PMs want everything done now, now. I'll get it done now. This is my owner. This is my thing. And of course, she's a little bit overwhelmed. So one of our things we're doing right now is trying to come up with some sort of quantifiable ticket system or this goes into the hopper. And so she's doing actually 1 through 10 instead of all one. You know, it's all number one for anybody you ask. And that's one of our challenges. So I can see how this could tie into that to make that process for her go smoother, to get her to get her work done quicker, and to provide everybody that's working around her a little bit better service. And I'm not saying she's doing it wrong. It's just overwhelming. And I think that's, this calms it overwhelming and it keeps good employees from flipping out. Would you agree with that?
Oh, well, I would. And actually, if I can follow up that point with one critical thing we see all the time, and it goes to that balls juggling bit, you know, is the difference, the mindset change is going from everybody going, what do I need to do for this property? What do I need to do for this property? You know, look at this property, look at this property, panic, to an effective workflow solution lays tasks in front of you so that as a manager, as a department, whatever, I can then look and say, all right, what tasks do we have on this week across the whole team? You know, what's the load like right now for everybody so that I can address that, number one. Two, it means because we understand that, what happens if Jennifer calls in sick? Well, without some sort of automation of workflow and ability to understand that and lay it in front of you, you're going, well, geez, does anybody know what Jennifer has to do this week? Like, yeah, you know, do we have to check all of her Excel spreadsheets and all the properties? No, you simply go into the tasks. You go, right, show me all the tasks for Jennifer this week. No, she's got 25 of them. Right, those two are, you do those two, you do these two, you know, and you can divide them out. So that ability to go from everybody throwing at things to having the tasks in there and visible at a daily, weekly, monthly level so that you can be there looking and saying, right, what's overdue? What's due today? What's due over the next week? What's due for this team or this group of people? And really have a control over it.
Very exciting stuff. Are you on the agenda for any upcoming conferences, NARPM or NAR or anything like that?
No, I'm not at the moment. Like I said, we're actually relatively new to this industry. We're Podio powerhouses, but we're getting into the property management industry with Boost. So I'm looking forward to in 2019 doing what we can to build our profile and to give back some good information to people. You know, give some advice and insight into how a system like Boost and Podio can help them on that.
Yeah, I think you definitely would want to try and get yourself to the Broker Owner Conference if you can, and potentially even the National NARPM Conference there in Phoenix, and that's in October of 19. I'm sure you'd be a big hit because a lot of people want to know more about this. So let's talk a little bit about the, you know, first, you know, we have a discount code, right? The BRAD discount code. and you were very generous in what you want to offer. So please talk us through. So somebody contacts you through boostpm.com and say, Jordan, please help us. We want to do this. We manage 500 homes, et cetera. Your pricing's on the website, which is impressive. So talk me through the discount that you're able to offer through the BRAD discount.
Yeah, first of all, we wanted to be very transparent with pricing. There's nothing I hate more than going to a software system and they're like, contact us for pricing. It's like, come on, man, I'm trying to make a decision here. So we want it to be fair and transparent. Number two, you know, you can see on the boostpm.com website that there are tiers, and that really is, allowing you to build it more and more. And what we've done is for the BRAD discount, we've provided a perpetual monthly discount on the door price for both the Turbo and Nitro Burst package, the middle and top packages. For the Turbo package, you're getting a perpetual, forever, 50 cents per door per month discount. So you're managing 300 doors, you're making a big savings every month. For the Nitro, you're actually getting a perpetual $1 per door discount. So that's an enormous saving on that. And then what we're also giving for all the BRAD members is 50% discount on your first customization request. And let me just explain what that means, because one of the great things about Podio, and I'm sure one of the frustrating things you've found about any systems you've dealt with, is you want it to work something slightly differently, but you can't. You're boxed into how it works. Well, with Podio, we don't have that problem. So you can take the Boost PM core, which we've built, which is amazing, and we can help you add to it. We can customize it. We can grow it to do bits of your business that you're struggling with in any other way. And because we are in the system with you, because we're built in Podio, you actually have the ability inside the system to say, hey, Boost team, we'd like you to do this. Can you do it for us? We then turn around and say, yeah, we can do that for you, man. It's going to be 15 hours of development. It's going to cost you, $900, and we get it done in 3 weeks by this deadline. You pay, we do it. And so what we're giving all the BRAD discount people is 50% off that first customization request. So
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a real big deal, because a lot of folks do have their own secret squirrel customizations, which is obviously why they've been driven to do their own stuff, because they really have no other options. And I think this is a very good option. So do you have any success stories that you want to throw? You don't have to give names, but do you see any success stories that you can at least maybe talk about in the PM industry?
One of the really fun things we've done, when you're talking about net promoter scores earlier, one of the really fun things we did was, looking for ways to dashboard very clearly on the wall for your team, sort of you want them to be seeing where are we, where are we with our performance metrics. So what we did was we integrated a really nice automation, which at the end of any maintenance request or any key transaction, we simply send the tenants a text message. How did we do? They click on it. It takes them 6 seconds, because you can't make those things complicated. Every time someone sends you one of those things and it's like, answer these 20 questions, I get two questions in and I'm like, are you out of your mind? How much time do you think I have? So it's just three quick questions, which gives us quantifiable metrics on what they're feeling. And those get automatically punted up into a dashboard on the wall so that we can have a tenant satisfaction reading meter on the wall and see where we are. And of course, you can, those sorts of little changes to being able to see in real time what's going on and be able to set the bar of what needs to happen and where we're falling short is one big one. And the other one, quite honestly, as I mentioned earlier, one of the great things we've been finding is the ability to cut down the noise in a business. Because when you're using, my personal bugbear is Slack. Maybe you use it. I personally hate Slack. And the reason I hate it is because it's noise. It's just noise, which is not in context to anything else. So it's just a lot of things happening. If you want to remember what someone said, you got to scroll all the way back. It's not related to anything, etc. With some of our customers, what we're finding is that ability to focus their systems away from all these, Trellos and Infusionsoft, etc. Not only are we saving them hundreds of dollars a month on licensing, hundreds of dollars a month on software licensing, but we're cutting the noise and focusing the effort. That leads to efficiency. That leads to staff that aren't stressed. That leads to an environment which is controlled. And that is one of those benefits that we're finding across the companies that is gratifying for me as well.
Love it. Great stuff. So to wrap this up, because this has been a fantastic episode, I think you've really intrigued some interest to people. So I would expect you to get a few phone calls from this. What's the best way to reach you?
BoostPM.com is the best way to reach us. I'll also mention that we are GameChangers.com is the core company that owns Boost. And you can reach me directly from that website as well. But BoostPM.com, what we're doing right now is we are currently in an invite-only stage because we don't want to drop the ball. We don't want to let people down. And so we're working with a couple companies just to make sure the system's humming. So what we're doing is if they go to boostpm.com, they can enter in their details, give us details about the company, enter in their Brad, B-R-A-D code to make sure that we've got that and that discount will be applied to them. And then basically we'll be reaching out in the new year in January. In January, we're opening it to everybody. January, it's live for everybody. And anybody who contacts us using the code will obviously get those discounts and we'll be contact people to set up on that.
I would assume that people would understand that there might be a little lag from sign up till actually implementation because you can't just do 100 companies at once. You have to kind of put them in batting order and it might be a week. It might be a month. I mean, at some point people just got to be patient and say, look, you know, we're getting to you.
You'd be surprised. Give us in January and you'll be amazed. Don't forget that Podio is, we can make Podio spin on a dime. So when someone signs up, we automate the whole creation of everything in Podio. There's nothing manual my team does. We've automated everything. We create everything automatically. So, but what we are passionate in doing is making sure that the client onboarding process gives them a human touch from us. We want to make sure that we're helping people get off the ground because in my experience of implementing systems over, 7 to 10 years, if you just drop people in the middle of a room and say, hey, man, this room can do anything and not give them any sort of guidance or direction, you might as well drop them nowhere because they're going to be like, oh, well, Jesus, what do I do? So the one thing that we're going to do is try to make sure, and we've been building a team to do this, that we are giving people that guided effort on how to get things going and a human touch.
Love it. Very exciting stuff. I mean, this is what the industry is missing right now. Something to along the effect of just bringing everything together on the one platform to improve efficiency. Because what that means in reality to a business owner that you talk with is, okay, this means you don't have to hire an extra person to do some other thing on top of this. You don't have to potentially rely on one person to do everything, creating a bottleneck. And then you don't have to worry about if somebody goes away on a sick leave or a maternity leave or something like that. I mean, these things can be picked up very easily. So that's exciting for us because we want continuity in our business. We want to be able to provide a very good service to our owners and our tenants. So, man, I'm super pumped about this. I'm really hoping this takes off for you guys. I'm going to be getting in line here very soon. So any parting comments from us?
First of all, it's been an absolute pleasure. I went back and listened to some of the episodes, it's a pleasure to be here. It's also a real pleasure to get to know, the people I've met in the industry so far. I've met some really just very good people trying to do a really good job and build a very good company. And, people who have been open and honest and, it is a genuine pleasure to get involved with this sector. And I'm looking forward to giving back.
Excellent. Appreciate your time here, Jordan. Thank you and take care.
Thank you.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you will definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org, again, propertymanagementsystem.org, and to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.